Well, Punt as a place is known only from ancient Egyptian sources. There are mentions in classical traditions of a place called Opone, and it's possible that that's the same word as Punt. But since all the mentions of Punt come from Egypt, and Opone is known in Greek, and it could be that it came from somewhere in the region itself, or it could be a foreign word that we don't know, it's very difficult to say. But what we can say is that the Opone that's talked about is actually now identified as somewhere on the East African coast, just south of the Horn of Africa. So it's in a very different place from where we think Punt was, but this could be chance. Anyway, let's now say a little bit more about these sources. So the sources date from the Old, Middle, and New Kingdoms. And there are indeed sources from the first millennium, but they look as if they are dealing with something that they didn't really know about. In addition to these, which are texts, we have important archaeological discoveries made on the Red Sea coast of Egypt. There's a Middle Kingdom port, it must have been, for ships to go to Punt. This was discovered actually in the 19th century, but was properly exploited from about the year 1995 onwards. And this is at a place called Mersa Gawasis, and it's about 250 kilometers northeast of Luxor and near the modern town of Safaga. So there they found fragments of ships, which were wooden pieces, which are stored because the ships would be transported in pieces and reassembled. The name of Punt is written in cursive script on material found there. So the idea that this was how you got to Punt seems surely supported by that. It was not a permanent settlement. It was a place where people would go while they were preparing expeditions or something of that sort. Now, where Punt was is very much disputed. Well, it's also disputed whether that's a meaningful question. There's no doubt that Punt existed and that Egyptians went there. But if you ask where Shangri-La is, people will say, well, that's not a meaningful question. So the question is how far Punt is an idealized place. I think a century ago, people would have tended to say Punt was a particular, not a place, but a region or a small polity or something of that sort. But now I think this is very doubtful. What it is a place that the Egyptians definitely knew about and visited, and it produced things that they very much desired, such as incense and myrrh. And we can certainly say that products of this sort exist on the shore of the Red Sea, the southern Red Sea. So I think the majority of scholars now think that Punt, well, they actually take two lines. One is that Punt is a region, and the other is it's hopeless to try to look for Punt. We don't know where it was. If we take the first of those two, we would say that the northernmost possible area that could be ancient Punt on the west side, on the African side, is the Sudanese coast just north of boundary with Eritrea. And it would include Eritrea also. But the other, and I think very important possibility, is that Punt covered both sides of the Red Sea. And so the coast of the Red Sea on the Arabian side would also be designated as Punt. And the southernmost point that anyone thinks about is the modern strait at the southern end of the Red Sea, called the Bab el-Mandeb. And so Punt would therefore be at its maximum areas to the north of Bab el-Mandeb, going a very long way north, like hundreds of km, and possibly on both sides, and very probably on both sides of the Red Sea. And so Punt would be where you go to get these things, but nothing more specific than that. What is more, Middle Kingdom sources have more than one name for this area. There's both Punt and a place called Bia Punt. Now, the word Bia can refer to Sinai in the far north of the Red Sea, It can also mean a marvel, or it can mean metal, or it can mean mine. So it's a word of extraordinarily various meaning. And if you have somewhere called Bia Punt, it's Punt, which is important because of Bia, we suppose. So could that mean that Bia can encompass, and Punt can encompass somewhere as far north as Sinai? Well, I think it's not impossible, but let's assume that, that that's wrong, and that it's the southern Red Sea that we're talking about. Now, another problem is that Punt is also called God's land. But the Egyptians do exactly the same with God's land as they do with Bia. It means anywhere we value greatly, which is to the east of the Nile Valley, or something like that. But so the ideological value of Punt is similar to calling somewhere God's land. And this has actual meaning for thinking about how you get there, for example, because you have texts dealing with travel to God's land, where God's land seems to mean somewhere in far southern Upper Nubia or something like that. The goddess of Punt is the goddess Hathor, who is the Egyptian goddess of foreign lands, particularly ones to the east. And she is strongly associated with Punt and with Sinai, indicating the sorts of problems we have.